real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Ken Miller Show, Trent Conn and myself with you until 2. Coming up, we will speak with Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. Do a lot of these. We'll do some Chiefs with Nick. We'll get our man Jeff Hughes, the Bear Report.
You got it, yes.
And, of course, Dave Sinekin, who covers the Packers. Trent, we're going to talk more Bears this year than we have in the last couple of years.
I hope
Which
so.
Which would be good. I'm guessing you won't.
Yeah.
Rock the boat on that one too much. It's your
I've
team.
Been in this market now for a decade. I haven't been able to talk as much Bears as I would like.
Right.
It's a lot of Packers.
Yeah.
A lot of Chiefs than I ever anticipated when I moved here.
Really?
Because in Eastern Iowa,
Chiefs don't move the needle.
Not at all.
Yep.
And
they do here to the extent that they opened up a Kansas City themed sports bar downtown Des Moines this past week.
Oh, really?
Huh. Truman's, I think it's called. Like the Truman Complex.
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't know if it's doing, if it's bringing people in or not, but interesting concept.
It is.
I guess the owners of it thought that there was enough interest in Kansas City sports.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly there's a ton of Chief fans here.
There are.
Royals fans, but I think the Chiefs are probably, again, I have no idea how to separate it. I give it 25 to the all four. 25%, 25%. Baseball-wise, they're clearly the Royals. I mean, it's Cubs 1, Cardinals 2, then what? Twins? Or
yep.
Royals, depending on how
Probably
good we think they're going to be?
I still think it's the Twins.
I do, too.
Does
it go back to WHO broadcasting
those
games?
That's a big part of it, because I told you the time we had the Twins here on the station many years ago, and we had an event at Seven Flags, and Dick Bremer was here. It was their caravan that they go through, and Bremer was here, and Burp Lyleven, and all, some old, I think Roy Smalley was around, and I'm like, why are they having it at 7 events in that huge room? And I walked in an hour before anything was even starting, and it was packed.
Really?
I was shocked.
The Seven Flags Event Center.
Yes, I was
shocked. That's a big room.
It wasn't just hundreds. There had to be close to 1,000 people.
The Cyclones would have their Meet the Coaches night there.
Yeah.
And it was, I know that building can fill up.
Mm-hmm. I was so surprised by it. Mm-hmm. And I was doing my weekly twin show at the time, so
I remember
I was like,
that.
Oh, and I had a lot of people come up and then say, "Hey, enjoy the show." And I said, "Hey, I guess I'm not the only Twins fan."
So the Royals
in this
caravan,
market.
You don't think would fill Seven Flags?
I don't think. Now, with the recent success, those Royals fans really came out of the woodwork, didn't they? Because when I first moved
that,
here,
Trent.
I didn't see. You'd see a Royals hat, and you'd say, "Oh, isn't that cute? Look at that! Mm-hmm. He's still wearing his Royals hat. What a fan he is!"
Right.
But they were few and far between. A lot more of them these days walking around town, which is a good thing. But,
yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very close. And then you get into, do we even consider the Brewers a region? Are there any White Sox are kind of the same vein?
No.
It's more important probably the Yankees.
I would
the
think
Red
that
Sox
they would probably
even.
Be number five, rather. You know, I think the Yankees probably are number five.
They might even be higher than that.
Do you think?
They might be three.
Over Twins or Royals?
They might be.
Really?
Ah.
I mean, you love them or you hate them.
Sure. That would be...
I know that...
Your first Twitter poll right there.
Nah, I don't want to do a Twitter poll on that. You'd have to help me.
Yes. You're not a fan of the Twitter poll,
I
know.
I'm not a fan of the Twitter polls. A couple of things I want to get to. Let's first... because I want to go back to football for a second. I want to pick your brain a little bit. I want to go back a year in time.
Okay.
In fact, let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Let's go back a year in time when you were working with Jimmy B and you were working with us as the update guy and fill-in guy. And we were talking Iowa State spring football, and we were talking Iowa spring football this time last year. And get your opinion on who whose team was this. And you can give me three names. And then we're going to try and forecast – Because nobody saw Josh Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody saw Josh Jackson.
No.
Right, coming.
No. I liked him.
Okay.
All-American,
Right.
I thought he'd be a nice, serviceable starter.
Sure. I mean, when you're talking about the faces of Iowa this time last year, it was Josie Jewell.
Mm-hmm.
It was Akram Wadley, who decided to forego an opportunity to play in the NFL and leave early. And there was a ton of buzz around him. But really, was there, who was that, was it Matt Vandenberg that we were talking about? Just because he was the, you know, he's got that extra year of eligibility, mm-hmm. and he was really the only name that we knew as far as in the receiving corps. We didn't know Nate Stanley. We didn't know Nate. I mean, Nate Stanley didn't win his job till the fourth week in August, almost. So we weren't talking about him.
No.
Who else were we? We weren't talking about James. We liked James Daniels.
A guy that was getting probably a lot of run. Wasn't even on campus last spring. That was A.J. Epenesa.
Okay.
And there was a lot of talk about how much is he going to see?
Yeah.
What's he going to do for mm-hmm. playing time? You know, those kind of things. The first five-star recruit and how long. So he was, I mean, he was a big talking point even in the spring before he even arrived on campus.
It's a good way to put it. Let's call this the talking points.
Manny Rugumba taking that performance against Michigan, and he's going to be what Josh Jackson turned out to be. There's a lot of talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Suspended first game, and mm-hmm. he just never even had a year that got off the ground last year.
No, he didn't.
Manny Rugumba was another one of those kind of main talking points, I think, for the spring. And then, I mean, it came back to the quarterback position where...
But he wasn't a talker. It wasn't his team.
No.
We know Nate Stanley's the guy this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nate Stanley would be... This time next year when we do this, we'll be talking... We will be talking a lot about Nate Stanley. And we'll be talking about... Let's do Iowa and then do Iowa State. We'll be talking about a lot about... Help me out. Noah Font.
There's a good one. That's...
Is Epenesa the guy? Is Epenesa
does he take that leap now? Does mm-hmm. he go from a guy that's helping out and now you got Nelson and him on each end?
See, I think Anthony Nelson's going to be. If you're talking about whose team is this, it's mm-hmm. it's Stanley's offense. Whose defense is it?
Anthony Nelson. Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah. Talk about 1-2 punch.
Yeah. Right. And Epenesa's going. We're going to be talking about. Now, conversely, Iowa State last year, we were talking a ton about Jacob Park.
Yes.
And didn't turn out.
No.
We're talking a ton about Alan Lazard.
Cotton Moya.
Cotton Moya was
a
one.
Healthy season. This is...
Right.
That might be one of the great mysteries for me of Iowa State football.
It was Kamari Cotton Moya?
Just because when he had so many injuries.
Uh-huh.
When he was healthy, he was so good.
So good early in his career.
But then, I mean, suspensions, mm-hmm. just he seemed like a lot of baggage there.
Yeah.
When our... Just what if? What if he was healthy for 4 years, didn't have those extras that were going on around him? Just, I think he would go down as an all-timer at Iowa State.
Yeah.
When he was right, he was so good.
And he was the guy that it was his secondary, so he falls into that category.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Peavy wasn't Brian Peavy yet.
Right.
Right? Joel Lanning was a story, but not for the reasons that it became. When it became apparent that, certainly against the run, that he could play, and then when he would come in and play quarterback, and then his last touchdown pass that he threw to a fellow CIML alum and Alan Lazard. But we were talking about Jacob Park and Alan Lazard, and I think Kamari Cotton-Moya would be that guy.
Yeah.
Because Ray Lemieux, we had no idea.
No.
Tonga Moe, we were talking about, well, not in the spring.
No.
We talked about him in July and August is when's he going to get here type of thing. We didn't know about Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Jaquan Bailey showed enough in his freshman that you thought, you know, this kid's going to really be good.
I think he was ahead of schedule last year, though. I didn't anticipate he'd be that good because he's an NFL player.
I think he is, too. So is he, you know, when we look back next year as the guys we were talking about on Iowa State's roster, mm-hmm. who are those guys this year? David Montgomery.
Yeah. I think the quarterback tandem with Payne and Peavy, I think
Peavy more so.
Peavy's better.
Uh-huh.
But they're almost...
Payne's physically.
Yes, yeah. But I almost consider them in lockstep.
And yeah,
in
no, the, he's really good. Don't get me wrong.
In the Big 12, you got to have three or four.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a pretty good start with those two. And I know they're excited about some of those younger guys mm-hmm. back there.
There's not an offensive lineman. I mean, I know they're excited about Julius Good-Jones.
Yes.
I get that. But he's
Kniffel, coming in as a true sophomore from Iowa Western.
Yeah.
And just with coming into an offensive line that had experience, and he just bullied his way right in, started all 12 games. That's
I just didn't realize that. Did he start all 12? I didn't realize that.
In terms of upside,
which is a good thing because we weren't, you know, it's an offensive line. But.
Yes. In terms of upside, he might have the most NFL upside.
Really?
I talked to somebody over at Iowa Western that that played ball with him for his one season over there. And they just said that he is still scratching the surface. He developed so much from high school senior to his one year there. And he didn't go to Iowa Western because of grades. He went there because he wanted to get offers. Mm-hmm. And he got a ton of them. I mean, Penn State was calling.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State's going out and hanging out in Council Bluffs.
Yeah, that's, it gets your attention.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know there's another name that we're missing. It's his team.
Who you got?
Akeem Butler.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean he's the heir apparent to Lazard, right?
Yeah,
they've still got a really good group of receivers there. Mm-hmm. But the way he flashed last year, and he's got all this. And look, you go back to was it Matt Campbell? It was Matt Campbell. That said, of all the guys in the receiving meetings, he's the one that has the most NFL upside. Did he not say that?
Yes.
I'm paraphrasing,
yes. Yep.
But something along those lines. So he's one of those guys. Spears is one of those guys. Lima's one of those guys. David Montgomery's one of those guys.
They got a lot more guys than
they
normal.
They do have guys.
This is a different Iowa
it
State
is.
Roster than
it
what
really
we are
and truly
used to.
Is. I mean, I think you struggle at least. This is kind of a first blush exercise, right?
Mm-hmm.
I struggled more to find those guys at Iowa than I did at Iowa State.
The ones that
jump off the jump last year, the Jewel, the Wadleys.
Here's one back to the Iowa, Tristan Wirfs, another true sophomore.
Okay.
I mentioned when we were talking with Dockerman earlier about the updated roster and the weight gains.
Mm-hmm.
He's up to 322, something like
that.
Is
he really?
Iowa guys aren't built that way. And you look at him, he's not a Wisconsin offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
He's not burly around the middle like those guys. He is a monster of a man. You talk about scratching the surface. Maybe that's the guy that all of a sudden saying he's got one more year left after his true sophomore season, and he's on his way to the league.
And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to find those guys. So we've got Wirfs, Stanley, and Fant on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson, Epinesa. Give me one more.
Can you go back to the Rugumba well again? Was it just...
Brandon Snyder was really coming on before. I mean, he lost all of last year.
Mm-hmm.
But you go back to his season prior to that, and he was...
A whipping boy early.
Early. I mean, they killed him on the boards.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, the calendar turned from September to October, and boom.
I got the guy.
You got the guy?
It's Amari Hooker. That kid's going to be a star.
Yeah. You're right.
The way he played, I mean, the initial play against Ohio State.
It's Hooker.
His brother was awesome basketball player up in North Dakota. I was talking to Horner when I saw him at state basketball.
Were you?
Said that kid is the best kid, and he said his little brother who's at Iowa is just as good. And Amari Hooker is one heck of a player.
Okay, so it comes down to you, Wirfs or Hooker. You can only take one.
Ooh.
Because you got the two guys on the defensive line.
Yeah.
You got Fant, you got Stanley.
I'm going to go... That's tough. That's really tough, Ken.
But will we have missed, because we certainly missed on Jacob Park last year in a big, big way. And Cotton Moy never, because we would have talked about him and he was kind of, didn't really elevate his play to that status.
Still Wirfs
for you?
Because he's got the size, he has the athletic ability. The kid, just watching him when he was in high school, throw a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, just the explosion, the athleticism for a guy that size. He's going to be a first-round draft pick. I'm going right there.
Wow.
I'm going there. He'll be the next.
Mark the tape.
There it is. 116 on March 20th, 2018. Yeah. He'll be a first-round draft pick.
You know, a guy that we didn't say for Iowa State, and he was second-team All-Big 12 conference. I'm not killing the kid, right? I know that this is going to sound like I am. Chase Allen caught four passes last
year. Yes.
Right? I mean, if you have a son or if you have a nephew that maybe has some athletic abilities, a big kid, get him to the Big 12 to play tight end. Because other than Andrews at Oklahoma last year, who's going to be a high draft pick in the league this year? I mean, the drop off from him to the second team all Big 12 tight end was Chase Allen. He caught four passes for 39 yards.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's good enough to get you second team in the Big 12 conference.
It's not bad, right?
I mean, and I said before, Trent, when he got notified, he had to look around for hidden cameras. You guys are pulling my leg, right?
Screwing with him.
Yeah, right? Okay, I'm not that stupid. I'm not gonna fall for that. Just anyways,
I got another youngster for Iowa State, and I talked about PV and Payne together. Mm-hmm. But Azuna, I really liked him last year, and you're gonna have to play. Pretty much, you're always playing nickel in some form.
Yeah.
Iowa State does it, you know, with safeties, kind of, you know, the star position, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Well, but in the conference where they chuck the ball as much as they do, sure.
Azuna, I liked it. It wasn't a ton of time, but when we got to see him last year, that's another probably under the radar, kind of that next tier. But if you're looking for a youngster, I think Azuna you got to put in the mix as well.
All right, let's move on real quick because I want to spend a couple of minutes on this. Trae Young has said that he's going to forego the remainder of his eligibility at Oklahoma. He's going in the draft. When Trae Young comparisons come up instantly, it's Steph Curry.
Yes.
Steph Curry played 3 years. Steph Curry's bigger than Trae Young is physically.
Yes.
I think he's taller, and I know that, and Steph Curry never going to be, you know, confused with a big dude, but Trae Young is, what does he weigh, 170, 175 pounds soaking wet?
That's what he's listed.
That's what he's listed at, so yeah. He's 165 pounds maybe?
Yes.
He's an incredible basketball player. Trent, I think he's going to get knocked around in the next level that is the NBA. I mean, you look at Allen Iverson, who is fearless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right after they got knocked out, his Trae Young's dad came out and said he'd be better served. He hopes he comes back for another year, returns to Oklahoma. Trae Young's going to be a lottery pick, but wasn't he going to be a lottery pick next year? Wouldn't he be one of those guys that physically, is he ready for this? I'm not sure he is.
Well, remember back to Steph Curry, and I'm bringing this up for you right now. Here's a look at Steph Curry as a collegiate. He was skinny. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was frail, and he built
on that
frame.
But he stayed 3 years. Sure he did, right?
Yes. But also kind of thinking of that. So you got Steph Curry, who was still thin coming out, and now look at him compared to where, I mean, he is, he's never going to be thick, but he is a much stronger. You look at his arms, he is built now. Well, now instead of getting 20-year-old Steph Curry, you're getting 18-year-old Trae Young. You can build that earlier, get him in the NBA weight training. You're not in school. It is all about,
that's true.
This is your profession. I think it makes sense.
Do you?
And maybe more importantly, he developed a lot of bad habits as the season went on. The guy that, you know, I still remember the game against Northwestern when he just was going off back in December. He was a completely different player a month later.
Mm-hmm.
A month later, he was a completely different player. Developed so many bad habits.
Turn the ball over a ton, Trent.
Yes. Don't let that continue on. So, honestly, I think this is a good thing for him.
Do you?
Normally, I'm with you. I would prefer to see guys stick around for this one. It's time to move on. Time to move on. He is ahead of schedule. This was a nice player. A McDonald's All-American, but not one of the top five players in his class. You see this skill set. It can work. It works with what the NBA wants. Get there, develop your body, and make a little bit of money. That's a good thing.
Yeah, his star trajectory, if you will, it's kind of like Barkley's when you go back to the Penn State and the whole Heisman race. I mean, Trae Young was the player of the year in college basketball in November, December, January, February. He's had a number of guys pass him by, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Barkley, same way. At the end of September, give him the Heisman. Why even invite anybody else?
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
He didn't even get invited.
No.
That's how far he fell. Now he's going to be the probably second pick in the draft. Although, as I said yesterday, I think the Giants are making a mistake. Anyways, speaking of football and NFL, we can take a few minutes and talk Vikings. We'll do that with all the teams. We've had Nick Athey from the Chiefs on a couple of times. We also had Dave Sinekin when you were gone. Let's do some Bears because they've made some moves here in the days to come. As we continue on here, Blair Kirkhoff still to come, Kansas City star. On the Big 12, Blair gets by about 145 or thereabouts, 140. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at therookiesportscards.com.
On March 31st, more than 300 riders on horseback from across the state of Iowa will deliver donations to Easter Seals Camp Sunnyside in Des Moines. In the 50-year history, the group has donated more than $10 million to support Easter Seals Iowa and Camp Sunnyside. The community is invited to welcome the riders into Camp Sunnyside at 3 p.m. on the 31st of March. Easter Seals Iowa provides exceptional service to ensure all people with disabilities or special needs and their families have equal opportunity to live, learn, work, and play in their communities. For more information on Easter Seals Iowa or on the Pony Express ride, visit www.eastersealsia.org.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Okay, let's clear a few things up about Secret Clinical Strength Antiperspirant. Number one, it's not actually a secret. You can tell anyone about it. Two, it's clinically strong, which just means it's good at preventing sweat. Like, twice as good as regular antiperspirant. Three, strength is a cool word. You don't really see it a ton on women's deodorant packaging, so we were like, sure, let's shake things up. Four, sweating is the worst. 4.5, not sweating is great. So you should buy Secret Clinical Strength Antiperspirant.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Let's go, let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
Huge bus.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. As promised, going to take a look at the Vikings. They've had as busy the last couple of weeks as any of the, quote, local teams, although the Bears have been busy, the Chiefs making a few moves. Even the Packers are involved. But the Vikings, they got their quarterback room. They've got a couple of new ones in tow. And Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com, joins us to help us with that. Tim, Trent, and Ken in Des Moines, thanks for coming on. Three quarterbacks gone, two quarterbacks in. Let's first of all talk about the guys that have left. Are you surprised that any of the three, or I guess put it this way, of the three, who surprised you more that they are no longer on the roster, if anybody?
Well, I'm actually not surprised that all three of them are not on the roster, given how much the Vikings were in early on Kirk Cousins. I mean, it became pretty apparent 3 weeks before free agency started that Cousins had a big interest in Minnesota, and Minnesota had a big interest in him. But when you look at what each of the quarterbacks that left the Vikings got, I am absolutely shocked at what Sam Bradford got out of Arizona. I mean, when you're talking, it was phrased as a 2-year, $40 million deal. Realistically, it's a 1-year, $20 million deal. But it has $15 million guaranteed. And that part of it shocked me because I thought it would be something more in the lines of $8 to $10 million, and maybe you have incentives that can where you can reach the $20 million mark. But to give a guy who has missed as much time in his career as Bradford has, and that includes 15 games with the Vikings that he missed, I'm really surprised that the Cardinals were willing to dish out that much in guarantees.
Well, from the Vikings perspective, a lot of people surprised about all the guaranteed money given to Kirk Cousins. Different way of doing a contract. Was that, you know, the sweetener to make it make him sign on that dotted line right away? And is this going to lead to a changing of guard? Maybe not across the league, but at least as it pertains to quarterbacks. Could you see something like that happening?
Yeah, I mean, we really don't know if this is the start of a trend or a one-off situation with Cousins' contract and how much they guaranteed to him. But it was very apparent with Cousins' agent, with Cousins himself talking, that this was something they had been looking forward to for 2.5 years. And that was a big reason why Cousins did not accept any long-term deals, instead just took franchise tag after franchise tag in Washington so that he could find a team that was willing to guarantee him that. Now, I will say I think he was lucky to find a team that is surrounded by talent or can surround him with the talent that the Vikings can, and that they were also willing to commit that sort of money. The other thing that goes into it is in talking to Vikings general manager Rick Spielman a couple times this offseason, it became pretty apparent that he was tired of dealing with a quarterback carousel that involved Teddy Bridgewater in 2015 making the most starts, Sam Bradford in 2016, Case Keenum in 2017. And I think he really was intent on finding a quarterback that he thought was good, first of all, but he also thought, hey, this guy has a great chance of staying healthy for most of the season, if not all of the season. And Kirk Cousins hasn't missed a start in 3 years. So all of that factored into why they were willing to give him so much guaranteed.
Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com is our guest. Tim, backup now is Trevor Siemian. It's kind of ironic. Kyle Slaughter is still on the roster, and Siemian shared a quarterback room in Denver prior to Slaughter becoming a Viking. Look, Siemian, to me, as a Bronco fan, he's not the reason the Broncos are out of the playoffs. He's also, I don't think, a quarterback that can lead you consistently to the playoffs. But in the role he's going to be asked to play, I think Trevor Siemian is in a perfect spot to do what he's going to be asked to do.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this is one of those, it makes sense for the Vikings to go out and get him. I agree with you. I don't think he's a guy that you want to try to ride 5-6 games. But having Cousins, a guy who played 16 games each of the last 3 years, in as your starter, and Siemian backing him up, the hope would be that the Vikings don't have to have Siemian make any starts. If they do, maybe it's one or two starts. But it's sort of a similar situation to what the Vikings had last year with Case Keenum, you know, kind of a rocky career up until joining the Vikings. And then, you know, he signs a one-year deal, $2 million. Essentially, that's what the Vikings have with Siemian now. They have him for another year under contract, $1.9 million. And if he does get in there, they hope that the combination of a good defense and strong offensive weapons means that he doesn't have to have a bunch of 300-yard games if they need him to start. He has to just kind of manage the situation, you know, be efficient with the ball, and not make many mistakes, especially in the red zone. So I agree with you. It makes sense from what the Vikings were looking for, what they needed, and not wanting to pay a lot.
I'm interested, Tim, just on the perspective. The Vikings, they finally went all in. They went for it. Just a couple minutes left here. But now after they did it, is there some trepidation from the fan base? Oh, boy, what's the future going to happen? Oh, we got all these free agents that are going to be coming the next couple of years. Now that they've done it, is there some people maybe saying, why did we take that jump off the bridge?
Well, I mean, there were people saying that before. You had Teddy Bridgewater supporters. You had Case Keenum supporters. And probably to a lesser extent, Sam Bradford supporters. But I think the biggest trepidation is, what was the right move? Was it to pay this much for a quarterback? Or was it maybe re-sign Keenum for something like the Broncos got him, $18 million a year, and then have a better chance to re-sign more of those free agents that you mentioned? You know, there's Eric Kendricks, there's Anthony Barr, Danielle Hunter, and Stephon Diggs, all coming up after the 2018 season.
Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. Tim, last thing, Sheldon Richardson, your thoughts on that move, and are we missing a move? Was there one move that, you know, that we didn't bring up that you thought maybe deserved more spotlight that flew under the radar? We only got 60 seconds.
Yeah, no, there were only two moves made so far. I think they'll look to bring back a couple of their lower-level own free agents, guys like Marcus Sherrills, perhaps Jeremiah Searles. But Richardson, to me, is a prove-it deal. It's a one-year deal. $8 million could go up to $11 million. But he's a really good player. I view him as a guy that can produce what we thought Sharif Floyd was getting to before the injury. So I like the signing. It's just you would hope they could do something more long-term with him in the future.
Good stuff. Thank you, Tim Yotter. We'll talk to you in the weeks to come as we get closer to the draft. Thanks, Tim.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Good to talk to you, Tim Yotter, VikingUpdate.com. Trent, when we come back, we're going to eventually get Blair Kirkhoff. Just got a text. He's making his way through security. What's the Kansas City Airport's name? At the Kansas City Airport.
I've never flown out.
I have a couple of times. Yeah. I didn't like it.
No?
Didn't like it. Like Omaha way better. Anyways, he's going to be late.
Yeah.
Probably will, in the middle of our next segment, he will join us. But he's bound and determined to do so. Blair Kirkhoff on the Wildcats of K-State and the Jayhawks of Kansas. He's headed to Atlanta. We will talk to him next. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, co-workers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Nobody knows paint quite like the pro, and nobody appreciates pro painters quite like the Home Depot. During Pro Appreciation Week, March 19th through 25th, Pro Extra members get special discounts on top pro brands, like 25% off all Behr Pro paint. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. And that's especially true for pros. Pro Appreciation Week, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Available in-store while supplies last. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout to receive discount.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check afsp.org/Iowa. For more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out of darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, online, afsp.org/Iowa.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Welcome back. Final segment here on a Tuesday. You've got the Hawkeye Huddle coming up tonight. Trent Condon,
yes,
from 5 until 6. Kirk Ferentz met the media today at 2. I'm sure Tom Kakert will be chock full of information. And I did see from Chad Leistikow early today, I'm assuming all the Iowa press will be given the opportunity. There's going to be 10 different opportunities during spring to meet with assistant coaches.
Good.
So good for Iowa. Transparency as we go through spring football is always welcome, especially welcome when we have no basketball teams alive, right, as we
switch
to spring football.
Maybe we should throw our hand in the ring, you know?
I think there's probably an opportunity to do that.
Sure.
Maybe at the end of it.
Yeah.
We can see if we're going to recap in Iowa City, see if we can do the same thing in Ames, because they are underway, as we found out from Dylan Montz today. You know, Ferentz going to talk here in a few minutes. It'll be in time for your show. But what do you think we're going to hear? From where you sit, obviously the running back is a huge area of concern. The linebackers, as they have to replace all three, that's never easy to do. Secondary, I mean, for the second straight year, you lose an NFL player. Offensive line, James Daniels is a first-round pick by all accounts.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, I can't find a mock that doesn't have him in it. I mean, there's probably one of them that's out there.
Sure.
But the reputable ones, if you will, all have James Daniels, and some of them have him going before Jackson.
It's unbelievable. From where we were at the end of the season to where we are today.
To give me a name that might just, you know, throw his hat into the ring just to see where he stands.
Right. And now he's going to be a first-rounder.
And you know who's going to go?
Top 20 pick.
He's the top 20 pick. You know where most mocks have him going?
No.
At 16 to the Baltimore Ravens,
whose
center is, they need a center.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be cool? Because he would have a former Iowa, although he didn't play with him, but of course, Marshall Yanda.
One of the best guards in NFL history.
Without a doubt. He's a terrific, terrific player. And, you know, could share an offensive line with another Hawk.
Kid from Anamosa didn't have many offers coming out. Went up to NIAC, who doesn't even have a football program
anymore.
Is that
right?
In Mason City. And
that's where he went. I didn't realize that.
Now he might end up a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Yeah, no, he's
talk
really,
about
really
a path.
Good. And first came on some people's radar when he clocked Rashawn Parker.
Yeah.
I mean, just depleted him.
Yes. One of the best blocks you will see in terms of that. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. So, yeah, that's what we have coming up here. And coming up right now, we have Blair Kirkhoff on the line.
All right, let's get to Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City star. He's on his way to Atlanta, Kansas State, Kentucky, an improbable matchup if there ever was one. 8:37 tip on Thursday night. Blair joins us. Blair, Trenton, Ken in Des Moines, thank you for coming on. When the bracket came out, I'm anticipating that you didn't foresee a Sweet 16 matchup, K-State and Kentucky in Atlanta. 5 versus 9, yet here we are, Blair.
Well, let's put it this way. I had the Wildcats in this game, but neither the Kentucky or K-State. I had Arizona in the Sweet 16 coming out of, it just goes to show how, just how incredible the first weekend was. I think we say that every year, but just for whatever reason, it just felt, maybe it was just because of Virginia's loss, but it was just mind-boggling, all the action that occurred and the upsets and the buzzer beaters. It's why the first weekend of the NCAA tournament is one of the best sports weekends of the in all the calendar year.
Blair, Dean Wade, I saw an interview after the game, after they'd knocked off UMBC on Sunday night. He said he was 98%, not a number you see thrown around a lot, but they're going to need Dean Wade in this game, I think. The chances that he plays in your mind, Blair, or what?
Yeah, I think I'm going to hold him to that 98%. You know, Bruce Weber told us, I was in Charlotte, Bruce Weber told us that if there had been a real emergency, like, you know, if they needed somebody to throw an inbounds pass that only Dean Wade, because of his size or knowledge, could do, they would have played him then, but they just didn't want him pounding his injured foot, and they didn't think he could just play defense the way they needed to play defense in those two games, which was phenomenal, by the way, in Charlotte. So he sat, he rested, and I expect we'll see him on the floor. I don't know if he'll start, but we'll see him on the floor for Kentucky on Thursday night, which will only help the Wildcats. All conference forward, a little bit of a matchup problem, I think, for Kentucky, because the way he can stretch it out and then score at the hoop. So that gives Kansas State a little bit better chance, although, to be honest with you, I don't like their chances much in this game at all.
So if they would have played Virginia instead of UMBC, do you think we would have saw him on the court on Sunday?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe a little bit more. To be honest with you, both in the Creighton and UMBC victories, Kansas State benefited from having a smaller lineup. You know, out goes 6'10 Dean Wade, and in comes 6'1 Kamau Stokes, who was a had been a starter for the previous year and a half, got himself injured, and then this kind of worked his way back into the rotation. But what it did is it gave Kansas State a true three-guard lineup with Barry Brown and Freddie Ajara, and you throw Kamau Stokes in there too, and you've got kind of three point guards. It's almost like the lineup that Bruce Weber had at Illinois that he took to the to the championship game in 05 with Johnson and Luther Head, those guys. And it worked well for him. It worked well defensively. It worked well in a matchup situation against the Blue Jays and UMBC, and it got Kansas State to the second weekend of the tournament for the first time since 2010. So, but now I think when you match up against Kentucky's size and athleticism, three-guard lineup probably gets smothered, and you got to go with your height where you have it, and that, of course, is Dean Wade.
Blair, do I get a sense from where we sit here in Iowa that there's a little redemption maybe for Bruce Weber? I don't know if his seat was hot or not at K-State. And this is a guy that's been to a Final Four, as we know, before at Illinois, and he's had some success at K-State. It's been a while, as you mentioned, since they've got to this round in the tournament. But what's Bruce Weber's doing as far as, I guess, lack of a better term, his status, if you will? Is he reminding people that he can coach at this level?
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, when you talk about Bruce and how Kansas State fans feel about him, it goes back to the day he was hired, and it was a surprising hire. And you got to remember what the mood of the Kansas State fans were when Bruce was hired. They were angry because Frank Martin had left Kansas State to go to South Carolina, the immensely popular Frank Martin. And that was basically this town ain't big enough for the both of us decision between with Martin and then athletic director John Curry. And Curry won that battle. Martin went to South Carolina. Kansas State fans were really unhappy, no coach was going to be universally accepted at that point. But then when it was Bruce Weber, who had been, who lost his job at Illinois, who was about to take the job at College of Charleston, had already told them yes, Kansas State, hires him. And that just didn't go over well with the fan base. And, in his first year, he's the co-champ of the Big 12. He takes Frank Martin's players, Angel Rodriguez and Jacob Fulton. No, it wasn't Fulton, but Angel Rodriguez and that bunch. And they lose both games to Kansas, but they end up tying the Jayhawks. But that's a good start for Bruce Weber. But then he loses his first NCAA game. He's a 4 seed, and he loses to 13 LaSalle in Kansas City. And ever since then, I think Kansas State fans, the ones who'd never wanted him, still don't want him, and the ones that were on the fence were looking for excuses not to have him as the coach. And one of those excuses was he doesn't win in the tournament. Well, he didn't win in the tournament until this year. Now he's won 2 games. He's got K-State in the Sweet 16, and I think begrudgingly some of the Kansas State anti-Weber fans are moving a little closer to the fence with Weber.
Well, the other Kansas team, not very often you say that in basketball.
Yeah, really.
But back to the Sweet 16 for Bill Self's bunch, and they get Clemson, a Clemson team that looked incredibly good in their first 2 games. They've had some injuries, but it seems like they've kind of righted the ship. And now for the Jayhawks, it's you still got Duke in the bracket, but is the expectations Final Four bust with this team, or it'll be another disappointment in the fans' minds?
I don't know if Kansas fans feel about this team the way they did about the previous two when they were top seeded teams. Last year with Kansas, you had them playing in this round in Kansas City, and you had the National Player of the Year in Frank Mason. And the year before that, they ended up losing to Louisville in the Elite Eight to Villanova in the Elite Eight in Louisville, and Villanova went on to win the national championship. So those were, at the time, those were crushing defeats for a favored Kansas team. I imagine if it is Kansas and Duke in the regional final in Omaha, that Duke would be the favored team, even though Duke is the 2 and Kansas is the 1. I don't think Kansas fans would be crushed with a loss to Duke the way they were last year when Oregon handled them. And at Sprint Center. And having said that, look, you get this far and you're a number one seed, you know, there is an expectation level attached to you. And whether this team is more capable of getting there, I don't know. Probably a little less because they have some shortcomings. Kansas doesn't shoot well, they don't win. If Azubuike is not on the floor, yeah, there's a big man, they don't win. So both of those things have to happen for Kansas to have a chance. And they can both happen against Duke, and they still don't win because I think Duke is that talented. But we'll see. Maybe because of that, this will be the year Kansas breaks through when people don't expect them to get to the Final Four.
Blair, last thing. We only got like 45 seconds left. Just a real quick hit on the Royals. Look, I'm actually relatively impressed for what they were able to pull together late. I like the John Jay signing. Moustakas comes back. Grimm is a very talented. If he ever puts it together, they've got and again, if being the key word there, but he's certainly got potential. He's got all the tools, I think, to be very good at his craft. I like what the Royals have done late in the process to try and cobble together a team that's going to compete, I think. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they're better than they were in January.
Yeah, and I would throw Lucas Duda in there, too.
Good point, with the former Met.
Yep. So here's what I that's a good point. I think the Royals fan takeaway from this needs to be the rebuilding has begun. Hosmer's moved on. Kane has moved on. Vargas, the key pieces have moved on. The rebuilding process has started, and yet they signed some players to club-friendly contracts that will allow them to not have to tank in the way that the Astros and the Cubs and some others have tanked in the past 4 or 5 years to get to the top. And so I think the Royals can have it both ways. They can field a team that you think has a chance to be 500, and if you're at 500 at the All-Star break or so, then you're only probably a game or two out of the wild card, and you can give your fans some hope.
Yep.
And meanwhile, you've got some prospects. You've got like 4 picks in the first 40 this summer because of the compensation picks for Hosmer and Kane. You've got some young talent now. The Royals farm system, not so great. It starts to get replenished this year. I really do think Dayton Moore, the general manager, did a great job here in the last few weeks, and the Royals can not the best of both worlds, but be better in both of those worlds than they were when the off season started for them in October.
Good stuff. Thank you, Blair Kirchhoff. Appreciate it.
Great talking to you guys.
Good talking to you, Blair Kirchhoff. Boarding a plane, headed to Atlanta. We are out of time. Hawkeye Huddle from 5 until 6. Real quick, do you have anybody else lined up?
Talking with Alex Halstead, and also trying to track down Ryan Fagan, who is one of my favorites. He's got my favorite beat of all time. He does college basketball.
Uh-huh.
When that ends, he goes right into baseball. That
pretty
is
good gig.
Those are the two beats that he does for the sporting news. If I could have something like that, I mean.
I see you turning green over there, Trey. Little envy showing.
Absolutely.
We are out of here. We'll be back tomorrow at noon. It's the Ken Miller Show. Thank you for listening, 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting Wildwood Hills. hillsranch.org.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when one in eight Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with three children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardestys every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together, we can solve hunger.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309.